For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. He was the Republican nominee for president against Barack Obama in 2008.
Willing to do things for his principles, not his party.
He was also a decorated Vietnam War hero.
We have nothing but respect for a man that did so much for our country.
It was a long, hot day in Phoenix, Arizona, with mourners lining up to file past John McCain's casket.
He's one of the only living heroes that I can even wrap my mind around.
Thousands of people are paying respects. The line stretched as far as you can see. Several people waiting outside the Arizona Capitol to pay their respects to the late senator were overcome by the extreme heat. Two of them were taken to the hospital. A memorial service in Phoenix will be held on Thursday morning. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The U.S. economy is still expanding. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The government's second estimate of GDP growth, or the growth of the U.S. economy, for the second quarter is at an annualized rate of 4.2%, the strongest performance in nearly 4 years. It's a tenth better than the first quarter's 4.1% advance, and it's the fastest growth since the third quarter of 2014. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Every cell in every Pennsylvania correctional institution is now in lockdown.
Inmates will be in their cells 24/7. They will be fed in their cells. They'll receive any medical care that they need at their cells.
Amy Warden, Department of Corrections. Staff members were sickened by unknown substances. There's a similar situation in an Ohio prison. The drug fentanyl is suspected. And in Arkansas, two inmates were found dead at one of the state's most secure prisons. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's Liberty. LibertyHealthShare.org.
Police departments across the nation want people to get into a new routine. USA's Chris Barnes explains.
They want to remind people everywhere to lock their doors at their homes every night by 9 o'clock. The hashtag 9 p.m. routine campaign was launched last year by the Sheriff's Office in Pasco County, Florida, as a way to cut down easily preventable burglaries, most of which happen at night. But now it's gone viral on social media, drawing police department participation from Alaska to Alabama and Minnesota to Maine. Now the latest state to show interest, New Jersey, where the Denville Police Department has taken to Twitter reminding New Jersey residents to always lock up at 9 o'clock. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Heat and humidity combining to turn the northeastern United States into a hot, muggy mess. Maine, one of seven states, cutting schools short because of the heat. Scarborough School Superintendent Julie Kuchenberger says her district didn't want to take any chances.
There's only so much cooling that can happen with fans and things, so we want to put students and staff safety first.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo debating challenger Cynthia Nixon nearly 2 weeks ahead of the state's Democratic primary, and it's not pretty.
The state has been controlled by the state since 1965.
Can you stop interrupting? Can you stop interrupting?
Can you stop lying?
Yeah. As soon as you do.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.